Hello everyone, my name is Alice in Wonderland and I'm going to be your host for today's episode of the Creative Living Podcast Series brought to you by Boston Mobile Dance Studio. Today's episode is a special one. I will be interviewing the one and only creative mastermind of the More Creatively philosophy and the founder of Boston Mobile Dance Studio, Carl Alane. Carl and I will be talking about motivation today. Carl will be giving us some tips and directions from his own experience for getting motivated and finding your motivators. Don't forget to check out our website at www.bostonmobiledance.com. Hey, Carl.
Hi, Alisa.
Hi. It's so exciting to have the possibility to talk to you about an important topic such as motivation. So we're living, yeah, motivation, I think you're really a pro in motivation. So we're living in the ages where there's like never enough time. The day seems to be so short. There's so much you want or need to do, but the day just seems to not be long enough. Do you find that case often?
Yeah, it's funny. I was talking to my trainer about that. I have a trainer who trains me with working out, you know, exercising. And we were just talking about this, not enough hours in the day. So yeah. It's important to make the most of it, you know?
Yeah, the day just seems sometimes too short. And I think that often, at least in my case, when I see that I can't manage to get things done in one day, everything that I've planned, my motivation starts to go down, you know? My motivation isn't always at its peak. I mean, at least that's the way I see it, but I'm sure many will agree with me. So, recently I've talked to quite a few people about this, and I also did some research on it. And one thing that I found was that procrastination is such a huge demotivator. And the reason why people often procrastinate is due to either perfectionism, fear of failure, and getting overwhelmed with projects and goals. So that's when motivation starts to drop down like an elevator from like a 50-story building.
That's true.
Yeah,
very
so so you and I came up with that infographic, Getting Motivated in 10 Minutes, so people can find quick guidelines and tips that will help them get motivated faster than usual.
Yeah.
So we're adding this link to the infographic below the video and below the podcast. Now, I can safely say that you're seriously an expert in this field because I know that you manage so many projects and responsibilities in your life. You're a dancer, a movement coach, an artist, an entrepreneur, and a parent. This is huge. And the best thing is you manage to juggle all these things successfully. You really, you know, you're such a role model to me at least, and I think to many other people that you work with. So I'm sure that our audience would love to hear your secrets. I mean, how do you do this?
Well, that's a good question. You know, and I appreciate the comment too. You know, it's definitely, procrastination is definitely has to do with it, you know. When you mentioned that, I thought about this book by Brian Tracy called Eat That Frog.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much it's the whole thing with, you know, frogs are nasty and gross. They're big. They're ugly. But that you can relate that. That's an analogy to your biggest task,
mm-hmm.
you know, which can be a big, ugly task. And the one thing that Brian talks about is at the beginning of the day, you attack that frog. You eat that frog. You attack the biggest obstacle in because what happens with procrastination is we're tempted to go after little things that don't matter at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, let me check my email, or let me check Facebook, or let me make a phone call. None of that stuff really matters, actually. You attack that frog, you eat the biggest obstacle, and you get it out the way for the day. But when you do that, it releases endorphins. You know, it inspires you, it motivates you. You're like, I can conquer anything. But if you don't, you feel guilty, you feel depressed, you feel discouraged. And then you want to do less than what the less you've been doing already.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think procrastination is huge, you know. For me, I'm always juggling and always researching what I can get into, what I can learn more about, you know. Since with the mobile dance studio, I travel a lot, so I have a lot of time to listen to audiobooks. So for me, that's very impactful. You know, there are different books that I get a chance to listen to and hear different tips that are working for people, what things aren't working, you know. So for me, you know, procrastination, you know, that it's definitely a challenge for mm-hmm. a lot of us, but a book like Eat That Frog is very helpful for me. One thing I think about, too, is prioritizing. When I think about the day, when I have to get done, I know for me, figuring out the most effective time of the day for me is important. Mm-hmm. And for me, I've learned that the morning time is the most important, the most effective day where, you know, I'm ready to attack things. I'm ready. I'm very alert. I just have to drink a lot of water at the beginning of the day. I don't drink coffee. I don't drink tea. I drink tea once in a while, but I don't drink coffee.
Wow.
I know a lot of people love the caffeine.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm one of those.
But it's just like, I don't, you know, let me go for the water. So I try to drink about a good amount of water, maybe 30 sips of water out of my jug. I fill up my jug because it's a mental thing, too. I fill up my jug. I try to drink a gallon of water a day. So a third of a gallon I try to drink before 10 o'clock.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
So that's a good, you know, that's a mental thing that helps me to be motivated with what I do. And if I can do that the morning time, I'm going to have a successful day, you know.
Wow, I love that. I love that. That is amazing. I mean, you know, I wonder often how you managed, you know, to keep up that habit of getting up so early in the morning, you know. Like, we've been talking about it a lot. I've been trying to do that, and I tried to get up early, but you know how it is with kids, and when you have kids, and when you work, and when you have so many things you have to do, and so many things that you want to do. So I was my next question was going to be, how do you nurture your motivation? But you've actually answered that question already now.
Cool.
So what are your main motivators? What would you say are your main motivators?
My main motivators as far as getting work done?
Yeah, you know? I mean, as far as getting work done and as far as everything in life that you have, you know, because you have so many projects. And you managed to handle all of them successfully.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, definitely, you know, for me, my main motivator is spirituality. You know, I definitely a firm believer in God and what he's done for me. And, you know, that's really cool because when I read books, a lot of people talk about gratitude. Get a gratitude list.
Yes.
Write about the things you're grateful for. But just even thinking about higher power and God, it just reminds me how much I'm grateful for and what God's done for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely one of my motivators. Another motivator is one thing I learned about is writing goals down and continually having goals in front of me. I refer to Brian Tracy again. One thing he talks about is getting about 15 goals because our mind is very, very powerful. It's more powerful than we realize. So if I have 15 goals I want to accomplish for the year, whether it's, and I mix it all, my life, my business, physically, artistically, I mix it all together, and I have about 15 goals, and my goal is to, by the end of the day, I look at the goals, either I'll write them out, or I'll just look at them, and then in the morning time, I look at them, and I don't try not to harp on it too much, but it affects my subconscious mind, you know, the subconscious mind is always going, even when we don't realize it, you know, so that motivates me, because as I'm making my plans, it helps me to have my goals in mind as I'm making my plans, so those are two of my motivators.
Mm-hmm. And how would you say, I mean, one question that pops into my head, and I bet you speak of your motivators, how would you say that your career path and your life as a dancer has affected the way you look at motivation, you know? I mean, because I think, as you know, I was a dancer myself.
Mm.
I mean, I still dance, but not professionally. But I can definitely say that dancers are the most motivated people.
Yeah.
And you know how it is. And so how would you like explain to our audience in what way being a dancer or taking part in dance classes has an effect on motivation?
It affects it. Depends on where you're at in life. Like a lot of dancers I know, they want to dance behind recording artists, so they want to go on tour, or they want to have their own dance company. Those things are very motivating because when you perform, you're going to be in front of people, so you know you have to look good. You know you have to present really well. You know, that's one level of, because if you're a beginner dancer, if you're just dancing socially, you're not going to really care too much about that.
Yeah.
That's one aspect on the professional level, but on the social level, on a motivational level, just even taking a dance class is inspiring because you could take a dance class and you could feel intimidated at the beginning, and then it depending on the dance class, of course. If you take a really good dance class, it could have you inspired by the end of the class, and that that, you know, for a lot of even my students, it's like it's an inspiration for the whole day. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like
yep.
getting that cup of coffee. You get a good teacher, you get a good class, you get inspiration for that hour or hour and a half. You know, it motivates you to do a lot
and
of things
it
in life.
It's, yes.
As one of my students said, it's good cross training, great cross training for life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. Definitely is. Oh, I completely, you know, I mean, it's the same thing that you were saying in one of the most recent articles on motivation, how dance actually really keeps you going through the day. And as long, and as well as, you know, as well as keeping you motivated, it also boosts creativity and productivity as well. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, dance, I think definitely our audience needs to know that dance isn't just for professional dancers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like I said, I'm not a professional dancer anymore. I mean, I was a dancer for 11 years, but then I, like, as you know my story. But I still dance. And when I dance, it's the most amazing feeling, you know, that I have in my head and the most amazing power and strength that it gives me to carry on for the rest of the day.
Yeah, it's a great vehicle, you know?
Oh, yeah, it is. So, like, I mean, do you ever get exhausted? What happens when you get tired?
As I get older, you know, I'm 40 uh-huh. now, so as I get older, I get exhausted, you know, when I sleep or depending on the day, if I have a lot of performances that week, I might have to take a nice, you know, a bath with Epsom salts or just things that could, you know, really soothe my muscles so I won't get injured, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As I still perform professionally, I have to make sure, you know, I'm taking care of myself as well, you know.
Yes.
One thing I'm working on right now is I'm trying to recognize the times where I'm really exhausted.
Yeah.
And I'll use those times to motivate me to work out. I'll use the time to exercise and do jump ropes or do push-ups, because what happens when you exercise, it releases endorphins, which is mm-hmm. nature's happy drug. So mm-hmm. if I'm tired and if I need to get something done, I'll exercise, and then I'll, you know, I'll get going and finish what I need to finish, and then I'll go to sleep. You know,
wow.
I rest well, but I'm trying to manage my energy. Energy management, I think, is, you know, our society doesn't think about energy management enough.
No, we don't. We don't, definitely. People definitely, I mean, I can say that I'm one of those people as well myself. You know, I always think a lot about managing stress, but managing energy,
yeah.
now that you say
yeah.
it, it's definitely something to think about. Because
absolutely.
I was just about to say, I mean, where do you find all the energy to do all of this?
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing. Managing it is very, very key. You know, that's
yes.
you know, especially as I get older, I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm gonna have a certain amount of energy, but if I manage it well and put it into the things that count the most, that matter the most according to my priorities,
mm-hmm.
that I'm, you know, so if I do that, I'm good for the day. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'll be successful.
Yes. Like, what about the things that are a necessity? Like, all of us have certain tasks in life and at work that we don't enjoy so much. But these tasks are, for example, crucial for an end goal. How do you maintain
yeah.
your motivation then? If, like, you know, if there's a task that you just don't like and tires
yeah.
you, and how do you maintain your motivation in these moments?
Well, what I do is, you know, I do a couple of different things. You know, I the prioritizing is very important. Like I mentioned before with that Brian Tracy's book, Eat That Frog, that was very, very helpful for me.
Yes.
Because I don't like, there are a lot of things I don't like to do. I mean, you know, meticulous, detailed things I don't like to do. But I, as an entrepreneur, I have to do them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really helpful for me. Timing myself really well. I work, I put myself in a timer of 10 minutes, you know. So if I work a chunk of, which might be a good block of an hour and a half to 2 hours, I'll put in 10 minutes when I'm working for 10 minutes. And then I take a break and I'll drink water. I'll drink 30 sips of water. And then I'll get back to work after that. Or I'll go and stretch out or go walk in another room or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something that can kind of just break the stress, because the stress can be what gets
yes.
me sometimes, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So if I break that stress, I can get back to work and be refreshed. Or I'll go out and go walk my dog or something like that.
Uh-huh.
You know?
I totally get that. I mean, I also have when I get, like, overwhelmed with work, and then I start feeling stressed out, and then I'm,
yeah.
and then I have to kind of stand up from my desk and go at least for a walk around my home,
yeah.
or do, like you say, do something. I mean, like, you know, but for me, what works the most is yoga and meditation. It's something that, that's helping me the most, you know, for stress management and for motivation and for being aware and mindful and approaching my day-to-day tasks with mindfulness. But I definitely look up to you for being, you know, such a great motivator, for being such a great leader. And I often hear you say, we spoke about this 2 days ago as well, we mentioned it, how important it is to keep the momentum. And you have this natural ability to motivate everyone that you're working with. I mean, can you tell our audience, how do you do this? How long did it take you to learn to be a positive leader? I mean, it is definitely a natural ability that you have, but I'm sure that there's a lot of things that you've learned along the way.
I think life experiences, you know, I've been in situations where I was under other people's leadership, and some of their leadership, different people that didn't know how to lead, you know, or just thought leadership is just something that you just do. Bam, boom, you just do it. But you have to read a lot about it. You have to study. One thing I'm learning is if you really want to do something, and if there's something you really want to do well, and it's something that is your strength or can be a strength, you can read up a lot about it. There's so much information that's out there now. So for me, I don't even look at it as a natural thing. It's not really a natural thing per se. It's more of a thing that I focus on and I hone in on working on continually. So leadership is one of the main things I have to work on. You know, I'd even work on leadership more than dance.
Because yes, I know.
Once I stop dancing or once I stop performing, I'm still going to have to lead. You know, I'll still be in a leadership position. That's more important. If I could lead my own life, lead my priorities, lead my family, lead my staff, you know, that's something I continually have to work on. And, you know, as I read different books, it appears that every 6 months or every so often, thought processes change. You know, which makes a lot of sense to me. So I think just learning, reading a lot, studying a lot, and pretty much, since it's a skill, studying out as much as possible. Yes. Studying that skill and honing it.
Continuous learning.
Yeah, making that skill better. Just getting better and better at it.
Yeah, you know, Carl, I feel so lucky to be working with someone as positive as yourself. And I know that
my co-workers
and all of the members of Boston Mobile Dance Studio would agree with me. I mean, as a visionary, you are a visionary leader with such a high level of motivation, creativity, and positivity.
Thank you.
I was about to say, if you can share some additional advice to your fellow leaders and entrepreneurs in terms of motivation, although you've said a lot, I mean, is there anything that you'd like to add?
For sure. You know, what you mentioned too, like, you know, being a motivational leader, I think one thing is important is to know your strength, learn your strength. If you don't know your strength, learn your strength. You know, look at what books are out there, you know. For me, motivation, momentum, positivity, uplifting, being upbeat, that's a strength of mine. So I want my leadership to be strength based off of that, you know.
Oh, right.
That's very important.
That makes sense, definitely.
Because a lot of thought, there are even thought processes that say, well, hey, naturally you may want to say, I need to work on my weakness in order to become a better leader. Not exactly. Yeah, you work on your weakness as well, but if you work on your strength first, that's going to propel you more.
And if you work,
you know, you could always work on your weakness, you know, but if you work on your strength, that's going to propel you to be better and better.
Yeah.
And that's going to give you more momentum, you know.
Oh, I love that. That's amazing.
And then you could spend the extra time working on your weaknesses, you know.
So. I mean, you are, the thing is, I'm doing a piece on a creative, the 10 traits of a creative leader. It's actually almost done. I'm going to be publishing it tomorrow. So while I was researching and writing it, I mean, almost everything that I read, it was like reading about you. You know?
Oh, thank you.
Really? I mean, I think everyone that has the possibility to work with you looks up to you. And, you know... thank you. Thank you for sharing your amazing and inspiring experience with all of us. And I'd also to thank you for this huge possibility you've given me to personally interview you.
Thank you.
And you know, thank you for sharing your amazing company culture and your vision of Boston Mobile Dance Studios with all of us, and your culture of motivation and positivity and creativity that you want to share with the rest of the world. And you're definitely awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, Elisa. I really appreciate it. Thanks for interviewing me, too.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you for taking the time. Thanks.
No problem.
Okay. Bye. There you are, dear friends and listeners. That was Carl Elaine from Boston Mobile Dance Studio sharing some really useful stuff with us about motivation and getting motivated. I know it's helped me for sure. So stay tuned for some more awesomely useful podcast episodes from Boston Mobile Dance Studio, and keep calm and move creatively. And once again, don't forget to visit us at www.bostonmobiledance.com. Thanks for listening.